Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Doug, let's talk about the game. It was fun to get a win. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Yep.
It's been a while. First home victory of the season. How big was that win for the Browns yesterday?
Well, I think it was a real big win. Yeah. I mean, you lose four in a row and you haven't won at home, and looks like the wheels are coming off. And you know, Buffalo's a good team. They had a 6-2 record. I think if you look at the talent on paper, you're not that impressed. But you look at the record, you are, and you know, look at the way they play defense. They played solid defense over there, and I think they were number three in the league coming in. But they gave us a little bit of a tough time down in the red zone again.
Yeah, the red zone. And, Deke, you know, here's my concern is that if Freddie's doing it too much with his gut. I mean, after seven tries, don't you got to just kick the field goal?
Well, yes and no. I think, yeah, you want the points on the board. But, no, you're saying to your guys, I believe in you. Hey, you know, make me believe that I'm believe right. And, I think it's a double-edged sword. If you're an offensive lineman, you always want to go for it on fourth and one or third and one or something like that. Or third and one, obviously, you're going to. But fourth and one, you got to believe in yourself. But one of the problems we had, we were getting knocked off the ball down there in the yard.
Yeah.
We were actually, it looked like on a couple occasions, we were a little slow off the ball. And, you know, they had a bunch of big beer trucks in there that just were driving, our guys back and just blowing up the running game.
Well, plus they're running outside sweeps on the goal line, which is not a great call.
Well, I think, the one thing, if you look at the roster, we do need a fullback. I think a fullback would, you put a 6'4" tight end in the backfield, there's no way he can get low enough at the line of scrimmage to get his pads underneath the opponent.
Listen, Deke, I understand going for it sometimes, but I think – what gets the team to believe in the coach more is winning games.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about
and,
that.
And my thought on that is you're not even getting a push.
Yeah.
And you're up 6 points, you make it nine. That's a two-score game. Even if they go for two, I mean, they can't beat you.
There's no argument there. But you sit there and you read about Frank Reich last year. He went for it and on a fourth and one, and they ended up getting it, and they went down, and then they ended up in the playoffs, and the guys started believing in themselves. This team right now needs a shot of confidence. And, I think, the points would have been probably a better thing, especially when you see the end result. But, Freddie sometimes likes to be overly aggressive. And, that's just his mentality.
The good news is that after the Bills score that touchdown to go up 16-12, you're in the fourth quarter, and the way the season's gone, I think a lot of us thought, I know I thought, okay, they blew another one. And they had their opportunity, and this time they came through. It was a great drive because Baker had kind of struggled a little there in the middle. The whole offense did. But he came through big on that drive, some big third down plays, Higgins with the touchdown, and Kareem Hunt with a nice play. That was a great drive by them, one of the best of the year.
Not only that, this is two games in a row. They've cut down the turnovers. They didn't have any. They cut down the penalties, although they had – the big 35-yarder, but they only had the four in the game compared to seven for Buffalo. So there's some signs of playing better football. Although it was a struggle at the end.
Deke, when you look at Kareem Hunt, man, he really impressed us the way he played, because obviously you guys hasn't played in the game in a year, and not only the running, the pass catching, but also the blocking. I thought it was incredibly impressive.
That was I think it tells you what kind of guy he is. He's a football player, and he'll do whatever you ask him to do. And, he looked like he'd been in training camp all year, and he'd been playing all year. He just came out there and played like, he just picked it up where he, left off a year ago. But, and that's going to be interesting what they can do with the two of those guys in the backfield. And, the fact that they get along and they really appreciate one another is just a big plus.
Doug, Antonio Callaway apparently late to the game. That's why he was benched yesterday. I mean, I've almost had enough with Callaway. It seems like he's just – you can't depend on the guy. whether it be on the field or off the field, you know, obviously they don't let him play in this game yesterday. And today, Freddie Kitchens says, I don't even know if he's going to get the message or not. I mean, what would you do if you're the Browns?
Well, that's a tough one because, you know, the kid has talent. But what you said, you can't, you know, have, you know, one knucklehead and, you know, the other 52 guys, you know, playing by the rules. And, you know, it's frustrating for a coach, you know, and, you know, it's frustrating for a GM. You know, they've done everything they can to try to get him on the straight and narrow and, you know, make him a football player that, you know, holds himself accountable. And, you know, you mess up. And yeah, I agree. I don't know where the how many strikes you get in the league till you're out, but he's pushing the limit, that's for sure.
And he hasn't, you know, I thought he showed a little promise on the field last year. I think he's been terrible on the field this year, Deke. He seems out of place. He's dropping balls. I mean, he's, you know, maybe running wrong routes. He's a mess, I think.
Well, last week, a week ago in Denver, he showed up a little bit, but you know, no, he hasn't. You know, obviously he had the injury too that set him back. But you know, he's got some natural ability, but ability that doesn't get you anything if you can't, you know, play by the rules.
So obviously, Doug, Steelers come to town here on Thursday. Tough challenge for the Browns. I mean, the Browns are actually favored, I think, by 2.5 points. If they can get this win, I'm telling you, if the Dolphins the following week, they could go on a little bit of a roll here.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, you know, obviously the Steelers have, you know, had some injuries. I guess Connor's going to be back. But, you know, their defense is still, I mean, they're playing lights out over there. And, you know, it's one of those games where, yeah, this could be a turning point for them. This is, you know, if they start stacking some wins, as Freddie likes to say, then all of a sudden you get some momentum and who knows what can happen.
Deke, I don't know, you know, if you got a chance to see any of the highlights of Lamar Jackson, but
what that spin move.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, what's funny is the only bad game they played was against the Browns of all teams. But besides that game, I mean, he and they have been magnificent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he gives you a different dimension on the field, and he's, you know, he's become a better passer. I mean, that was – everybody thought he was just a running quarterback, but I think he had 3 touchdown passes yesterday. So, yeah, he's becoming a pretty complete football player.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon. Let's talk more about the Steelers. Dustin mentioned, obviously, they're coming to town Thursday. You know, Ben Roethlisberger plays the first game. They get blown out by the Patriots. Then he gets hurt during the Seahawks game. They lose. Then they lose a close one to the Niners after that. Since then, they've won 5 out of 6, 4 in a row without Ben Roethlisberger. What a job Tomlin has done, huh?
Yeah, you know, and they draft people for their system. I mean, yep. You go back to when Dick LeBeau was over there, they'd draft a defensive player in the first round. They wouldn't play him, you know, they wouldn't start him right off the season. They made him earn his way up the food chain. And, you know, they've been very successful at it. And, you know, they've had the same people in place for a long time. I mean, they've had 3 coaches in the last, 50 years. There's a lot of stability over there.
Deke, the Browns tried to force feed the football to Odell Beckham yesterday, and he only had 5 catches, and he, you know, down in the red zone, he gets a couple of penalties, which I thought was great. How do you think the Browns can continue to try to evolve that chemistry with Baker and Odell?
Well, I think, you know, if Jarvis has the success that he had yesterday, all of a sudden, you know, you got to start paying a little bit more attention to him. But, yeah, you know, like you mentioned, we had the 2 penalties in the end zone. And, you know, he's always going to draw the best corner, you know, and he, be it in New England with Gilmore or yesterday with White, you know, he's got a tough go. They did a decent job on him, but, you know, he still, you know, can make the play. And the thing is, you just got to, you know, get the ball into his hands quickly so he can run. I mean, because the guy is phenomenal, you know, once he gets the ball in his hands after the catch.
What did you think of the timeout they wasted at the end of the third quarter with just a few seconds left?
Trying to remember.
They called a timeout. The Bills had the ball. They were running the clock out at the end of the half. And
yeah.
I don't know what they were doing. Freddie does some head-scratching things.
Then Buffalo called a timeout right after that.
I can't remember now.
I thought.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. It was. That one I didn't understand.
Yeah.
But on both sides.
Yeah, well, even Buffalo at the end of the game, I mean, they were huddling up on that last play, our last 2 plays. I don't know what the hell they were doing.
Yeah, I tell you what, I give that credit, that guy over there credit. He's getting, I think, you know, talent-wise, they probably aren't at the same level maybe as the Browns, especially at the skill position. But, you know, he has them playing good football.
What did you think of how the young linebackers played yesterday with Taki Taki playing a little bit and Mac in the, and Mac as well?
I thought they did okay. I mean, you know, obviously there's a learning curve, and, you know, I think, you know, even like the first pass that Denzel got caught for, you know, sometimes you just don't realize the speed of the game and the people you're playing. And John Brown is a fast guy, and then, or I don't know, was that Brown that was, or no, it was the other guy that was running by him.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there and you're saying, whoa, you know, and, you know, you got to have your game face on when you start the game. I mean, you just can't, you know, coast into it. And sometimes, you know, young players, you know, I always used to like them to throw a three-step drop in the first play just to, you know, get a feel for the speed. And, you know, I think that, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, as you grow older, you realize, you know, this game is a lot faster than what you played in college.
All right, D, thanks, good Don. Stuff, man. We'll talk to you. Okay. We'll probably talk to you Friday after the Steelers game.
Okay, sounds good.
Doug Deacon, thanks, Doug. Browns analyst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.